All right, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and I don't know if this is really degeneracy, but hey, I figured, you know, they let all the PUAs back on here. Let's do a game where we can laugh at some of it. And, you know, I mean, it's...
no long-term consequences.
Yeah. This is Super Seducer 3. We're back with it. If you guys want more, let us know. This is one we did way back, and we decided to go back to it. Shit, we did the first one, the second one, and the third one.
Years ago.
Yeah.
A couple.
Man, it brings back memories. Let's go to the story mode. Oh. Okay, so we were on the...
girls teach sex. That's 0%.
Oh, yeah, we didn't get to that yet. We did the gym, and we didn't...
Oh, I was wondering if that was the one where he punches her in the face and says, yeah, bitch.
...with beautiful women. We need to make sure they are fully satisfied. So okay. It's time to level up our sex skills. In this level, you'll learn how to make her feel like your naughty little princess and get her excited about doing wild things in bed, even if it's your first time hooking up.
Yeah, are we recording?
Yes.
Yeah. Let's do this thing. They're either wet or they're dry, am I right?
Richard's role would be played by Rachel. Oh, does that mean we get to do commentary? Take a seat here. Wow, I really like it here. That good taste, thank you. I'd be embarrassed to show you my apartment. It's so simple. Don't say that, I'll definitely be expecting an invitation.
Invite her to drink and chill?
I guess. Confusing. How about something to drink? You read my mind, yes please. Okay, I'll be right back.
See, the other game is what you do in the movie version. This is what you might do in real life.
To take a little bit of time, let her get comfortable before making a move.
See, I'm that way too. I get suspicious of it.
Right. Hold on. Here's your wine. Sorry, the glass is so full. Thank you. Oh yeah, that's a lot. Are you trying to get me drunk? Haha.
Yeah.
Cheers to a lovely evening. I do like the music. It's chill hop, man.
It sounds like a 90s soft porn.
Well, yeah, but it's now a genre. People listen to it to chill. Drink it like they do a Chinese lattie. See, I got a whole bunch of it. I can listen to this shit, like, just zone. Got a little bit of oriental flavor.
Look at her and kiss her. Put the drinks down. Look at her. She might drop them if, yeah. Otherwise, she
don't
see
coming. Let me take that glass. Put it on the table for you. Oh man, the music actually works with that. It would have worked better if it was longer. Longer kiss would have worked. Now I feel shy.
This is a smooth way to go for the kiss. You put the glasses down, you look at her, and she feels something is on. And yeah, it's a good way to do it, and better than just lunging in or asking.
You don't want to ask, because the woman wants to take control.
Right.
Of course. What if it's another woman?
Yeah, it really suits you. In that case, I'll move a bit closer. See, that's better. Also, my eyesight is so good now, I can see you better. Oh, I hope that's a good thing. So what is this, Grim Reads fucking porn today? It's a great thing, trust me. Oh, it's always Grim Reads porn.
Keep using her as much as possible. Maintain her horniness. Keep sexual tension by the way you look at her, desire. Kiss her. I would say...
I'm letting you make the decisions on this, buddy. I'm just reading.
I personally would like to kiss as much as possible, but that might be a pretty smooth keep, because, you know...
So, we gonna do this one, eh?
Tension. I'm kind of curious what the... Keep the tension... It kind of makes her want it more, you know, when
so,
you...
So, what do you want?
B.
Okay. You're so slim. I try to keep in shape, but you are so muscular and curvy. I think we look good together. See, that is hot. That actually does... This does something for me, ladies and gentlemen.
See? It's that the tension.
That is hot. That works for me.
The fucking tension.
Yes. And they're not even having sex, but it's hot.
What's the best part of Christmas? Waiting for the presents. Yes. Unless it's pants again.
Now look at that kiss. That is what I'm talking about. The music just goes perfect with that.
Women normally need a little bit longer to be turned on, whereas men are kind of ready to go almost from the get-go. Women need some time, they need to get mentally used to it, they need to be comfortable, they need to feel desired, they need to feel the attraction building
themselves.
See,
I miss my calling. I should have been a 90s porn director.
There's no point rushing.
And suck it.
It might just lead to rejection.
It's like a little bit more, ladies. To really show her you want that. Bite that lip. Well, you go for... When I saw you dancing, you... Yes, then too. I was dancing and noticed you looking at me. And I thought, she's hot.
She dances like Elaine from Seinfeld.
I'm glad you did. Oh, now what do we do?
Ask if she wants to go to the bedroom.
No, man, I'm with Wall.
Say, let's...
You
want to be... dominating, say, let's go to the bed, leader.
What's more dominating than pushing her against the friggin' wall and kissing her?
You're skipping a step. They'll get to it. Lead her into the bedroom as the last place of the tour. That sounds good.
Oh, hey, let me show you around. Okay.
Of course, now they've already...
This is the go-to move in Super Seducer and also
okay.
In real life.
Also in real life.
Am I right or am I right?
Okay.
Tried and tested, classic, and I don't think there's anything better.
That's right.
Well, I'm sorry. I just wanted to see it. Kiss her entire down. Lie her down, not tie her down.
Lie her down. Oh, yeah. Kiss her and lie her down. They're taking their time to get the motor heated up.
There we go. Nice and the chill hop in the background here.
Slam her into the wall, bust the sheetrock. I bet that's how that plays out if you play it.
Yeah, that's the right one. Nice one. It's a nice and smooth progression from sitting on the couch, then sitting on the end of the bed, then lying down.
Peg the hell out of her neck. No.
There we go. I know it. What do we got
next?
Kiss
her neck.
Yeah, we don't want to twist her nipples. Shit.
Titty twister.
There we go.
I'm a super seducer, you might say.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a good thing to do.
Options are touch her erogenous zone at the back of her knee, touch her erogenous node inside of her thigh. I would do that one.
Okay, the thigh?
The thigh, say. You know where this is going.
Oh, there we go, sir. This is good.
Yeah, this is a real erogenous zone, and it's also close to her special place, so it would have some extra effect.
That's why it's extra special. This isn't Scott Pilgrim. You don't touch the back of the knee. Get her with your leg. Yeah. Simulate her with your leg.
Stimulate her. We're not going to simulate her.
I'm going to seminate her with my leg. My third leg.
Oh, okay. I see.
Yeah.
Man, that is, mighty hot.
Yeah. Getting in those erogenous stones right there.
Yep.
That's a great way to escalate things further. It's a lot less intrusive than just sticking your hand there, and so it's much more likely to be accepted.
Mm. What's up with that girl's armpit?
What you got here, your pit?
No, it's a weird looking armpit.
Oh.
It's like some weird skin flaps that were looking bizarre. Rest of her was cute, but that weird armpit.
Oh, those damn armpits. I'd marry you, girl, if it weren't for those stinking armpits. Okay. Put your hand down in front of her jeans. Touch your boobs and ass through the clothes. I want to say A.
Ooh.
Oh, no. Oh, that. No, I messed up. Touch your boot. Yeah, I messed up. I misunderstood what it was saying it was going to do. Thought it was going to be a different move of the leg between the legs, but it was not.
Oh, well, good thing it's a simulation.
Yep, you don't get second chances from real life.
Yeah, this is sometimes the right way to start the touch, and at first
you gotta really do
light,
some
but then later
talking,
it can be more lingering.
Right,
smooth talking,
right,
and some Coke 45.
They only had a little bit of wine.
Yeah. But they were at a bar dancing.
Right.
Touch boobs under her top and take it off. Take her top off, then touch her boot. I'd say, B? Mate? I'd be cool touching her boobs under and then taking them off. But she sure didn't like that hand down the pants.
Mm-mm. So what are we doing?
Touch her boobs, kind of warm her up for like, hey, this is where this is going.
This one here, B?
A. I think it was right. It was right. Because instead of saying this is what we're doing, she's like, hey, this is where this is going. She's like, okay, I'm part of this.
But if you try and take her top off before you've touched her, it would maybe provoke a negative reaction. But if you already touched her, then the reason for taking the top off is so that you can continue and it makes more sense. So it's more likely to work.
All right, we've only got one wrong so far. I think we're doing good.
Yeah.
And I think I could talk my way out of that one, honestly.
Well, good. You think you could. It just depends on the woman. Stay silent and mysterious.
Stay silent and mysterious.
Don't kill the fucking mood.
Yeah. you know, women don't always like
talk
too many. Yeah, like
there's a lot of women that will say shut up, like,
or seeing the thirsty go, oh my god, you're so beautiful.
Oh god,
that's not the one the woman goes home with.
That's it's the fucking one that, simps.
Yeah, silent and mysterious.
Yeah, don't kill the goddamn mood. And this is a great mood right
you
now.
You want to get some Popeyes after this? She looks into your eyes and say, yeah.
But now I think you don't want her wondering if you like her body, and you wouldn't want her wondering if you're just sleeping with her because you can't get anything better and you don't actually find her that attractive and you don't want to see her again.
Oh, so you should have been thirsty.
Oh, really?
I don't know. He may be off on that one.
I don't know. I think you're wrong. I think he's wrong on that. So I guess, hey, let's get some Popeyes.
Leave.
Take your top off, too.
Take your top off, too. Come on, now. Be a team player. We need this.
It's only right. She took hers off. You take
yours
off.
Yeah, that's how it works.
There we go. Yeah, see, she likes it. She digs it.
You should always match her state of undress, and also remember at the end not to leave your socks on.
Not to leave your
socks
on?
You know, I've never thought of that before, but I'd pretty much do that without even thinking, just like, oh, well, she took her socks off, I'm taking my socks off. You know, no matter what level it goes to, I'm like, oh yeah, well, if you can do it, so can I. But I don't ever think of like, oh, that's what you got to do. It's just kind of natural progression.
Create belly-to-belly contact, or do we kiss around her belly and hip bone?
Oh, I want to say belly-to-belly, because I wouldn't mind kissing around her belly and hip bone, but
right,
that might feel like someone giving you blowing on your belly. I don't know. Create belly-to-belly contact. Let's go with that. See what happens.
That's weird. That looks really weird.
Well,
I guess it... Oh, no. Okay, it works.
In the seduction literature that I used to read, it was written that this
is a
very sexy moment, because normally you only have belly-to-belly contact in situation. So it reminds her of all those situations from the past. So, yeah, it's a good way to escalate things.
Shy about her boobs. She's shy about her boobs.
Blowing on her ass?
No. Say her boobs are awful, but she's still decent over... No. Compliment her boobs. Those boobs are rocking, girl. I bet one of those boobs would taste delicious in my mouth.
Is that what we're doing, B?
Yeah. Compliment her on her boobs. Yeah. Best I've ever looked at.
If a woman shows some shyness about a body part, either from wanting to keep it covered up or, you know, turn the light off or whatever,
and that'll look at a lot.
You should compliment it as a way to get rid of that worry that she might have, make her feel more relaxed, and it will help you all around.
All right, let's see where this is. Trying to fit your hand down the back of her jeans. Try to, yeah.
I think she's ready now.
Yeah. Well, she's gonna unzip her, but she did the hand down the pants first.
A big trigger point where girls might panic is when you try and put your hand down the front. So to avoid all those kind of tripwires and bad memories from guys that did that in the past when she didn't like it, it's better to do this. This way she probably hasn't got any bad associations, might not be on alert for it, so it's a smoother way to do it. But
God damn, it's surprising you even have to go through that because of all the bad situations where guys did that in the past. kind of women we deal with now.
Rape.
Right.
You touch her ass rape.
Touch her ass and pussy down the back of her jeans. Or put
your hand down the front. Stimulate. I would say you might come too close to poking her in the butthole if you...
Yeah.
Go B, see what happens. Oh, no.
She don't like that. I don't think that's going to work. She does not want to be there.
No, bitch, no.
That's uncomfortable.
Do the the only other option. We can't go wrong. You just stuck your finger in my butt. Was it good for you?
Yeah, this is the right option. It's less intense and more likely to be okay.
Stuck in her thumb and pulled out a plum.
Went to a trick Sarah Foley.
Then when you undress, take jeans and panties off immediately, or wait until her pussy is wet and she moans strongly. Try B.
Cool, yeah. Women often say that men don't spend enough time in foreplay, so why be one of those guys?
Take but your time, it's usually don't rush. What I do when the clothes are off instead of when they're
right.
So, yeah, take your time.
It says take your time.
Your dick at what kind of game is this? Put her hand on her
I like that, but I don't know if that's gonna work.
Yeah, I don't know. Or well, we could go with A. I don't know how many times you can mess up. If it's you initiating it. Like
yeah, most women will not go for this, so you could help and see if they're into it. And in a lot of cases, they would be too shy to do it themselves, but when you help them, they'll be up for it.
He's right on that.
It's a hit and miss, but...
I know, it's a sauna. But, you know, it's hot, so...
Some of that crotch pot cooking.
Yeah.
Move, stimulating her from the front. You don't take naked pictures.
Yeah, especially not in this goddamn day.
Oh. Okay. Now she... She knew she wanted it the whole time while she fighting.
Because you've already been touching her, so it's no biggie.
Oh, I see regret on her face. No.
Where's her clitoris?
She should know that one. I'm no scientist, but a woman should know by now. Okay, it's the starfish under the vaginal open. the point where the labia, inner labia meet. Yeah.
Yeah, well done. That's the correct location. Congratulations.
Oh, I can't believe I got it now. Oh, that lucky guy. That's the next time I have the chance to say that. You don't flick it. You do the one on the top right.
This one?
Yeah. you're stimulating the clitters.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Looks pretty good and would work. You could also use one finger just back and forth to work as well.
The flicking one, that would go wrong.
Don't say that's me!
Have you ever had a girl try to flick a nut sack? Not good.
She probably fucking hurts. Is it time to finger her?
Oh, lobster claw or boob now! Okay. she's slimy. Hold on. Yes, she is super slimy.
It really be?
Well, because you want to wait till she's wet before.
Yeah, exactly. That's correct.
You don't want to dry.
Right, yeah, I know that. The vagina self-lubricates, yeah. How should you start fingering her? Isn't it like the Spider-Man?
That's the first one.
Yes, yeah, the Spider-Man one.
That... there isn't a Spider-Man one on there, but
I know,
they're all the first two fingers.
Yeah, that's the right way.
Two fingers upwards.
Didn't tell you why. I know why, but it didn't tell you.
No, it didn't tell us. It just says that's the correct way.
Because that's the chief spot.
Right.
You're hooking.
Yeah.
Okay. Where's the G spot? On the upper wall. In the prostate. You know women don't have those.
Right.
On the bottom. It's on the... it's E.
Yeah, that's the correct location. You'll also notice when you're there because the texture
is a little different.
It's more spongy.
Spongy, yeah. Well, yep, I found the SpongeBob inside of her.
If you heard that, would you pull your fingers out?
Spider-Man!
Okay. House simulator G-spot. Yep.
I told you! TFM's the one that talks
now
about
that
this.
Now that is the Spider-Man. The other ones weren't.
No,
tried and tested. It's probably not right for the first time, but it's something that you could learn if you want to get into that stuff and advanced techniques and whatnot.
It's the Spider-Man. I was surprised to see the Spider-Man. I was like, hey, the Spider-Man. I was like, oh, okay, so that is... But it's the best oral technique. I heard it was saying the alphabet while you...
I want to say the third... Not the bottom... No! The third top.
Just round and round.
The same way with the finger. You're stimulating the... Clit, you ain't trying to.
This is okay too, and was one of the correct options here.
No, there's several.
And just see how it goes and see how she reacts.
I've never tried to look at my tongue. I couldn't tell you what it's doing, it's just making magic. Making memories.
Making memories.
When you don't have a camera.
What should we do when she is absolutely enjoying it? Keep some rhythm.
Keep some rhythm. Oh yeah, giggity giggity goo.
Lots of women complain that once they really like something, the guy changes either the technique, the thing he's doing, or the speed or something. And really the way to get the best effect is just to keep doing what you're doing when she shows you that she likes it.
You thrust till she has a frown on her face, then you keep going.
Yeah.
No. Okay. Sixth time. What position is the best start? You get on top. No. I think you on top. Sixth position. Two. Don't try to impress her.
Hey.
Hey. What are they doing?
Well, I don't know.
Especially for the first time, it's quite predictable, but it's not boring, and it allows you the opportunity to be very intimate and kiss, and yeah, yep, go for it.
I knew it. Oh yeah.
And the man's always supposed to be dominant on the top.
Not always.
Not always.
I like a little bit of everything.
I don't.
Start slow and gentle. Unless you're about to blow them, did you speed it up?
Yeah.
Try to get
that in. Was my problem. I did the opposite.
Speed up and then slow it down?
No, speed up and realize there was nothing going on. It was just.
It's much better to start slow, and although men don't always want to do that naturally, it's going to be much better for her, and you can always go faster later.
Or you could do enough foreplay to
yeah
compensate if you know. That be. No one likes you to yank. I know she's gonna love this. That's usually code for, oh, this is about to
whenever
go wrong.
Something that not everyone likes, but you suspect she might, you can test for it just gently for a few seconds and see if the reaction is good, and then carry on.
Sing a Nickelback song. Oh, fuck, we fucked it. It would be where the lead singers, what's the super son of a bitch?
Listen to her breathing. You speed up a bit. Does she like it? Listen to her breathing. Of course.
Listen to her breathing.
Or look at her face.
Let me see. I want to say listen to her breathing.
Yeah, that's correct. For example, if you're going really fast, but her breathing is really slow and steady, she's probably not into it, so you need to change things. By paying attention to
damn,
her breathing,
that's pretty
that's
damn
the
technical
indicator of where she's at.
Not that technical.
She's really more technical than I thought.
I gotta pay attention while I'm doing
it.
It
is. Oh, it's
hardly even worth it.
It's very complicated.
I've gotta pay her attention? What? What kind of happy horse shit is this?
You gotta pull. I don't know. It's kind of complicated in a way. I'm like, damn. You gotta do this, and then this has to be done like this. See, that's what always turned me up.
I paid my $10. I get what I want.
Right.
And if you're paying $10,
right. He's a Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
Don't do that. We're trying to do good. Joker to see if she. Oh yeah, I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss the Whiskey.
Oh, this is a light choke.
Yeah, you don't try to kill them when their soul leaves their body. Oh, that's so hot.
There's some women.
Well, I'm not going to be the one.
But yeah, I know, right? I know.
Pulling is something that she might like or she might not. So the best thing to do is to test for it first rather than just going for it.
So you can test stuff.
Yeah.
Just don't ram your hands down, you know.
Right.
And now you know, and no one's had to battle. How's this feel on your ass?
Slap her ass so hard she doesn't think you're a weakling.
Lightly slap her ass. She's already shown you she don't like you to go for the gusto.
Right. She likes that. She thought
that's
that was
more
hot.
Of a rub than a slap.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, there you go.
That's not really even a... That's a...
Once again, it's better to start lightly rather
better
than...
Better to start lightly.
Right.
Now, if she looks like she just came from a death metal concert, you slap the shit out of her.
Right.
Just hope for... I put on a mask. I really like it soft.
Ah! Your heart is beating so fast. Go straight to the shower, run away, and play Minecraft.
Stay and hug her. That's obvious. They made that one too easy.
It's cuddle.
But then she said,
the cuddling is part. The cuddling is like a lot of the people's best part.
We didn't even do anything to build a sweat anyway.
I don't know. I think they had pretty steamy sex.
Oh, it was steamy, all right.
Cool, I don't think they really did anything, though.
I mean, yeah, I think their virginity is still intact. Their hymen hadn't busted, but we know that's that's long gone.
We got the best ending.
Boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom.
Wow.
Now that's the kind of music you hear at a strip club.
Yeah. Okay, we did it. Got the best ending, 40% of it. Wow! So that was something. Our game was banned on Steam. If you enjoy the game, please consider donating or buying the first two or following me on Instagram. Richard De La Runa. Or Richard La Runa. Wow.
Richard De La Runa.
The game was banned on Steam. I know, Steam is a fucking bullshit. Like, fuck Steam. Steam's like, oh, we're the mainstream and everybody likes us, but we gotta ban all the porn games. And that's not even, like, I mean, this is a game. It should be played.
Yeah.
I mean, so what do you think about all that advice?
I think, oh, that? Yes. Yeah. A lot of it was spot on. Let me think. What did we get wrong? Oh, the hand. I messed up on that because I misunderstood what they were saying.
But the question.
I thought
was.
It was going to be another iteration of the leg between the legs.
Right.
But it was not.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed that. I thought that scene was.
But there
pretty
was
hard.
One I can't remember what it was that we both agreed that didn't sound like the right answer.
Yeah, I can't remember which one either. But yeah, that was. A little bit of a bonus for you guys, and we'll have, you know, more stuff like this. Of course, we could do the other games as well.
Yeah. Let us know if you like it.
Yeah, if you do, well, we'll definitely check the view counts and all that kind
of
stuff.
How hard is it for people to come across these on the sites you're putting them on now?
Not hard.
Not hard. I didn't.
I don't know about, like, MGTOW.TV because they have, you know, all the it's got more people on there, so
okay.
It's harder. And of course, you've also BitChute, though I don't know, but there's way more people on BitChute, and they find me there, so it's really weird. I don't know. I mean, if we're found, if they want our content, don't they know where to find?
I may have to check my computer for BitChute because it seems like the mobile app is hard to find stuff correctly.
Right.
Maybe that's what it is.
All right. Well, this is the Grim Lord and Dead Penetration, and we thank you for joining us, and we are out of here.
Later.